And in this video, we're going to see how Padre Pio is presented really with one problem for two different people, and he gives two completely different solutions, seemingly contrasting solutions. So please do stay tuned to find out more. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the incredible life of Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was an amazing miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to find out what his intercession could do for you. I'd like to just take a moment to encourage you. Please do be part of our Padre Pio apostolate. And there's several ways to do this. Obviously, the first way is going to be to like our video and also to share this video with your friends and colleagues. And if you're new to our channel and you're not subscribed to our channel, then do subscribe to our channel and click that reminder bell too. Now, in this story, we're going to see how Padre Pio, in his counseling of people, it was always highly personalized. So he didn't see it as one solution fits all. It was made for the individual. So let us take a look at an example. And in this particular example, there are two people that were friends with each other. And they found themselves in very similar circumstances, very similar problems. And yet Padre Pio gives them two, as we said, contrasting solutions, words of advice. And this is the story of Mariangela Casu de Oristanu. And she was in St. Giovanni Rotondo for many, many years. And she was under the spiritual guidance of Padre Pio during this time. Now, Mariangela had a friend, a good friend, Anna Bani. And Anna worked as a nanny or an au pair for a family. This family had many children, and as a consequence, she was kept up late at night, and she ended up having very little sleep sometimes. She was sleep deprived. And then one day Anna complained to Padre Pio and said, "Padre, you know, during your mass, sometimes I can't keep awake, I fall asleep. Isn't it better that I just not come along anymore to your mass?" And Padre Pio's advice to her, "No, my daughter, you must come, because it is like this that you encounter Jesus. If you fall asleep, do not worry," he said, "because even the apostles in the Garden of Olives, they fell asleep too." So the best thing then, he told her, is that you just rest your back against something so that people don't see you nodding off. And that way, even if you can't keep awake, you're still present there with our Lord. And so Anna did exactly what her spiritual father had advised her. Now, her friend Mariangela, she listened to this story, to the advice that her friend Anna had been given. And so she thought to herself, "You know, sometimes I'm also very tired. And I suffer from difficulties and sleep deprivation. And I fall asleep during Mass." And so she too went along to confession with the saint. And she told Padre Pio, "Padre, there are many times I fall asleep during Mass," expecting that he would make the same arrangement for her. But this time, Padre Pio was totally different. He was more severe and more demanding on her. So then he told her, "Stand up, because you fall asleep when you are kneeling." And so we can see clearly that Padre Pio is not counseling anyone to break the moral law of God, because that he never compromises, but he is tailor-making his advice, even if it is contrasting, he's tailor-making it according to the individual. And for the one, he saw that Jesus was happy with the effort that she was putting in. And perhaps he understood that is all she can manage. Perhaps we can compare it to two people running a marathon. And they both exhausted at this stage, and they reach a tremendous uphill, a very steep uphill, but the one still has something in reserve, but maybe the other doesn't. And so Padre Pio counsels two different things for them. And so once again, do participate in our Padre Pio apostolate, and you must subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and please like the video, that really helps us, and recommend this video to your friends and colleagues. share it with them. And the other thing we do offer is if you enroll your mass prayer intentions, you can just see the video on the end screen how to do that. If you enroll your mass prayer intentions, we bring your intentions to a mass dedicated to Padre Pio, which we have celebrated every Friday. So just watch the video on the end screen how to do that. Please also continue watching. You'll see some other videos on the end screen, or you can click on the channel icon just below, and that will give you a list of all of our videos. Thank you for watching this video.